Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of the Next Level Slayer podcast. I am your host, Crystal Lauren, and our podcast, we provide you with strategies, opportunities, and ideas to take your business and your money to the next level. And today we have a special episode tailored for all you hardworking entrepreneurs and business owners out there who are feeling the pressure as tax time draws near. We understand that managing your finances and preparing for taxes can be overwhelming. So we are going to share some valuable tips and strategies to help you ease the stress. So if this episode is for you, let's dive in. Now, maintaining organized financial records throughout the year is a game changer when it comes to tax preparation. It enables you to have a clear picture of your income and your expenses and your receipts. And you may want to consider using accounting software to help you manage and maintain your financial records. For example, QuickBooks, Xero, FreshBooks. There's so many out there. Me, as a QuickBooks Pro Advisor, I use QuickBooks Online for my business. And or if you don't want to have time to maintain your own records, or you find that you are stressed with just trying to maintain and organize your records, you may want to consider hiring a professional bookkeeper such as myself or anyone that you may know that can help you keep your records in order. This way, you'll breeze through tax time with much less stress, okay? So now we're in July, going into August. You have 8 months of this year to organize, right? And you don't want to wait till December to do that, because it's more work for you if you do it yourself, and it's more work for the bookkeeper, which means it's going to cost you more for the catch-up fees, okay? Now, let's talk about deduction and credits, because that is something that business owners want to be aware of, okay? And I'm going to talk about some common ones, all right, that you should be aware of. So let's get into that. You should explore potential deductions like business expenses, depreciation, and development credits, and employee-related expenses. These deductions can significantly reduce your tax liability and increase your overall tax savings, all right? And you want to consult a tax professional to help you identify all the deductions you're eligible for. So that bookkeeper, it does can do that for you. Most bookkeepers have some experience with tax. You know, I have experience with tax, doing taxes, and I know what deductions that you can take for your business. Depreciation, what can be depreciated that you purchased this year. And if you have employees, you know, managing your tax expenses for them. So you want to start planning ahead, okay? It is very crucial that you do that, because you want to have an effective tax plan, all right, in place. Tax planning is indeed vital. You know, planning ahead will relieve your stress that you may be, relieve the stress that you may be feeling now. So when next year comes, if you plan ahead what taxes you're planning to deduct, you know, what are you going to buy this year? What are you planning to buy the remaining of this year that can help you with your tax deduction, with lowering your tax costs. So if it was something that you were planning to buy next year, but you did pretty good this year, and you see that you're going to have a higher tax bill, then you may want to make that purchase this year to lower that cost. So by forecasting potential tax liabilities and exploring tax saving strategies, you can make informed decisions, financial decisions about your business throughout the year. You want to work with your accountant to estimate tax liability and set aside funds for timely estimated tax payments. So this way you can avoid any penalties and interest that may occur. So that's why tax planning is very, very important, and it's very important that you don't wait till the second half of the year to start maintaining your records. So in this next segment, we are going to go into some things that can benefit you if you have employees as far as taxes go. If you are a business owner that have employees, I'm going to go discuss some things that can help you during tax time. So you ready to get into that? Stay tuned. If you are an entrepreneur or small business owner that is not quite ready to invest in accounting software, but you do want to track your income and expenses, well, we have a solution for you. We have what you call the multiple income stream profit and loss statement tracker. This will allow you to track the income and expenses for up to seven streams of income. So some of maybe you have a business that you do use accounting software for, but you have these other streams of income you want to track. And you want to also track the expenses you use for that. And you want to produce a profit and loss statement to give to your tax professional. Well, this tracker will allow you to do just that. So to get that tracker for your businesses, your multiple streams of income, then go right over to Crystal Lauren Enterprises LLC.com and go to our shop, and you will find the tracker there. So don't put off what you can do today. Go right over there and get that tracker. Let's get back into our episode. All right, we are back to the Next Level Slayer podcast. Thanks for tuning in to us today. We are here to save you some stress as tax time nears. For your business, you are getting ready to prepare for tax time and you are stressing, you don't have things in order. Well, this episode is for you to relieve some of that stress. So, in this segment, we're going to talk about retirement accounts, how they can benefit both the business and employees, your employees, okay? Retirement accounts like IRAs and 401k plans offer a dual benefit. Employees can save for their future while businesses can enjoy tax advantages for contributing to these accounts. It is a win-win situation to promote financial security for everyone involved. So you can help your employees by offering this, by having some type of match, and then you can offer some type of you can get some tax advantages for that. So if you have employees, even if it's one employee, you may want to consider offering some type of an account, a retirement account. And you can do that by going out there and looking for brokers that can introduce those plans to your company. Now, I work with a company called Gusto, where I can manage your payroll and things like retirement accounts, put you in connection with someone that can help you offer benefits to your employees. So if you want more information about that, you feel free to reach out to me, book a discovery call so we can see how we can help you. All right. So, on to the next tax savings thing that you can benefit from. All right. Now, businesses that are involved in research and development, there are tax credits that you can utilize, okay, that you can take advantage of. Based businesses that engage in qualifying R&D activities may be eligible for credits, so it can help reduce your tax burden. It's crucial to explore this potential tax savings if you plan to undertake some research and development initiatives. So if you are a business that is about to embark on something like that, there is tax benefits to that, and you want to talk to your tax professional about what type of savings that can give your business. Now, you can do more digging as far as I don't know what type of research your business does, but if you're planning to do that in the next tax season, keep this in mind. This is a part of your planning. If you're planning to do some research and development in your business, then this is where the planning comes in. Okay, I'm going to do my research and development next year. That's going to save me this amount in taxes. Okay, that is part of your planning. Just don't, wake up and say, "Hey, I'm going to do research and development now," and you've already used, let's say this tax season, you have saved yourself quite a bit of money and you want to save some of that, and you're going to do research and development. You may want to hold off on starting that for another tax season. Okay, you get what I'm saying? By planning tax strategies, that is what that means. For businesses, feeling overwhelmed, seeking professional assistance is the key. How can accountants help you during tax time? Or even a bookkeeper or a tax professional who specialize in small business accounting is very invaluable. So you want to have someone on your team to help you navigate this arena. They can provide you with personalized advice, ensure compliance with tax laws, and maximize tax benefits based on your unique business circumstances. Okay? A skilled accountant is like having a trusted financial partner in your corner. Also, reviewing previous tax returns can be beneficial. Okay, you want to look at your previous tax returns to see what your tax preparer did for you, as far as deductions go. Reviewing previous tax returns can uncover any errors, or missed deductions, and you can amend prior tax returns if necessary. And this can lead to you getting a tax refund or reduce your tax liability. So it's worth taking the time to ensure that your previous tax filings were accurate. So if you've had someone preparing your taxes for years, then you're probably comfortable knowing that they've always done it right. If you, maybe let's say you lost your tax preparer, they stopped doing taxes, so you had to find another tax preparer. Well, the new person that you get to do your taxes, when they do it the first year that they do it, you can go back and compare what your previous tax person done. Now, so that's something you always want to look at anyway, so that you know by looking at your taxes and seeing what your tax preparer put on your tax filing, you can see that can help you with planning your strategy on what to do for the next year. Now, staying informed about recent changes in tax laws is also critical. So tax regulations evolve, they change all the time. So keeping yourself up to date helps you make informed decisions about, things you're going to do in your business. So you want to stay on top of that as well. Now, lastly, what to do if you need more time to prepare for taxes? Some of us just run out of time, okay? If you need additional time, consider filing a tax extension. An extension gives you extra time to complete your tax return accurately. All right. However, remember that if it only extends the filing deadline, not the payment deadline. So if you're gonna have to pay taxes, if you're gonna owe, make sure to estimate and pay the amount owed by the original due date. So you have to have some kind of idea of what you have to pay, even though you have not filed. So if you haven't filed, but you're gonna have to pay taxes, then you want to pay those taxes. So that's why, again, it's important to have your ducks in a row at the beginning of the year. Don't wait till the middle of the year, because when you wait till the middle of the year, you kind of things happen and you can find yourself ending up in October trying to get things done, which can get you behind, all right? Now, I hope these insightful strategies or tips empowered you to approach the tax season that's coming proactively and stress-free. We're in August. It'll be August tomorrow. Meaning in a couple of days, I'm sorry. And or whenever you're listening to this, if you're already listening to this podcast in August, then you need to jump on getting your books in order. Now, if you don't have someone to do that for you, I encourage you to book a free call with me. The link will be in the description of this video if you're listening to it on YouTube. If you're listening to the podcast on Spotify or any other podcast platform like Apple Podcasts, the show notes will be in the, I'm sorry, the link will be in the show notes. But you also can just go right to my website, crystallaurenenterprisesllc.com, and go ahead and book that free discovery call so that you can get started, relieve that stress, So that does it for this episode of the Next Level Slayer podcast. Thank you for joining us. Remember, tax time does not have to be a daunting task. Get help, get organized, so you can go to the next level in your business and your money. So, I'm your host, Crystal Lauren, and until next time, I see you on the next level. Will you be there? I hope so. Bye-bye.